technology of sunscreens changed.
Short volley from Paolini. Siniaková tries to put it down the line and just finds the net and swipes the ball away. It's a bit fortunate there, it didn't hit anyone. It just avoided the ball boy, because the ball boys and girls are very quick to move after the ball's hit the net or go wide. And got to be very careful when you lose your temper a little bit. Siniaková serving. Break point again to the Italians. You've got plenty of support here on court. Philippe Chatrier. Serve to the backhand of Irani. Comes in off a backhand return. Forehand inside out from Paolini, and now she has to move back into the other corner as the lob goes over the head of Irani, and the backhand eventually goes just wide from Siniaková, and the break of serve is erased by the Italians, who are back on serve at 2-1 down in this second set, but they lost the first set. A lot of work to be done yet.
Of course, no amount of sunscreen is going to stop tennis players having little white socks.
No.
They often have much paler feet, so you can always tell a tennis player, because you look at them and they've got two different skin tones completely between their calves and shins and their feet.
Indeed. Change of ends. 2-1. Goff and Siniaková lead and won the first 7-6 on the tiebreak. Message from Scott saying, thanks all for the great commentary. It's been very enjoyable. I was wondering if you all took a team photo after the team dinner. Also, did Marcus bring back any of the bread? I think the bread is now dead.
In what sense do you mean the phrase bring back?
Well, yeah.
Because I think Chris Bowers might have bought some of it back, because he wasn't feeling very well the next day. Yes. We did have a team dinner photo, and I think it's on Gigi Salmon's Instagram. She's the boss, the empress.
Yes.
So that's where you will find that photo.
Maybe we'll see if we can put it on Twitter later on. And Barbara says, forgot to choose a favourite moment. Has to be, considering my sleep disorder, the night sessions. Giving me excellent entertainment and company at my most awake time, especially when Djokovic asked the public in French at 3:30 a.m. if anyone's got a party going, let's go. So, here we are at 2-1. Siniaková quickly across the net. Short volley. Irani gets there. Goff will get to the backhand. She plays a slice. It's short. She's going to get attacked by Paolini. And Paolini does enough to win the point. The opening point of the Irani serve. The Italians might be under a lot of pressure, but they keep hitting back. It's Irani serve, just 100 kilometres an hour, 60 miles an hour. Backhand cross court to Siniaková, who's struggling to attack it though. Backhand volley from Goff, he's short again. Paolini quick to spot it and move up. Good depth from Siniaková on the backhand. Paolini digs it out, and then they go straight up the line again. Forehand from Paolini up the line, but into the net.
Great work again from Coco Gauff at the net. I feel like her level has gone up just a notch in this second set. It's still very much a battle.
Yeah, no one can get a real lead. Get a little ahead, maybe one break, and then tend to get pegged back. Irani serving at 1-2, 15-all to the backhand of Goff, who bashes it to the forehand of the Italian, who can't control it, and it's 15-30. Irani's still playing singles. She's managed to get her ranking up. She's qualified for some big tournaments lately. So the rest of her game is still as good as it ever was.
Well, she's still in fantastic shape as well, yeah. Sarah Irani, of course.
Finds the service line with the serve and then comes rushing in after her backhand. Paolini spots Goff moving. Goff makes the move too early and she pulls a forehand cross court and it's 30-all.
Irani seems to be just as quick as she was in her heyday. Always a real terrier on the court. Great tenacity in singles and doubles. And as we've been saying, somebody who is very, very fast around the court.
30-all. Goff backhand return into the corner of the Irani court, and Irani lifts a backhand and it goes long. Irani again wants to have a look at it, gets the umpire down to have a look. Siniaková right behind the call, confident that it was out. Indeed it was, and it's another break point, this time to Goff and Siniaková. There's too much power on that backhand from Goff. Chance for the American-Czech combination to pull further clear. Serve from Irani to the backhand of Siniaková, who goes straight back at Irani as Irani comes forward. Forehand from Siniaková down the line. Down the line goes Paolini on the forehand. Again, they trade blows. Backhand cross caught from Siniaková. She spots Irani moving this time. And Goff and Siniaková break to lead 3-1.
Well, they've shown that they can break the Italian serve. The question is, can they consolidate? Because that's what's been lacking so far in this match. Lots of breaks, but not a lot of consolidating. No one's been able to build a sizable lead.
There's a little bit of air between them now. 3-1 with Goff serving. Goff serve having been pretty strong throughout the match. Not broken yet. She starts with a good serve that Paolini swats long on the forehand, way over the baseline. Trying to go down the line, just getting it wrong, and Goff quickly to her mark for the next point. So quick between points, these pairs. 15 seconds still to go on the shot clock. Don't need it. Swinging serve on the first serve is just wide. Second serve from Coco Gauff to the forehand of Irani goes at Siniaková, and Siniaková just stands tall, apologises because her volley comes off the frame a little bit and drops short for a winner.
Apologises and then immediately turns around with an enormous grin on her face
and says let's go.
So yeah. I mean, sorry not sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, an apology because I didn't mean to do that shot, but it worked out very well. First serve in the net from Goff. Siniaková tries to play the ball to the ball girl, plays it behind her and apologises. Second serve. Goff swings it into the forehand of Paolini, who hooks the forehand deep. And then brilliant from Paolini. It was a good shot from Goff down the line, but Paolini got there and then redirected the ball cross-court as Siniaková tried to cross. 30-15.
Well, a little showcase of the Paolini talent there. Her ball striking is phenomenal.
30-15. Goff serving at 3-1. Siniaková waits at the net, crouching low. The second serve to the forehand of Irani, who just reaches out with that forehand and plays it into the court. And then really irritated with herself because she nets a backhand, almost trying to run to the net before she'd hit it, and puts it in the net, and it's 40-15. Goff and Siniaková, 3-1, 40-15. Goff serves. Looking for the slider out wide, just too much. Second serve from Goff. Forehand from Paolini's aggressive miss hit from Goff's going to land in. Paolini gets there quickly. Goff leaves it. This hit works out well, and now there really is some distance between the pair. Goff and Siniaková sit down with a 7-6, 4-1 lead in this second set.
Jan says, good morning, Lady Ian Simon. I would also like to say a huge thank you to everyone involved for your excellent coverage throughout the 2 weeks. Watching the TV with the sound turned down while listening to Radio Roland Garros makes it so much more enjoyable as an experience, leaving aside, of course, the tennis itself. Difficult to pick a standout moment with so many to choose from, including the banter and audience participation. It's causing me to laugh out loud. Vamos Alcaraz, says Jan. I agree with that. And I would give an honourable mention to, and I forgive me because I can't remember who messaged in and said, when the dog was here, is it Spaniel Medvedev?
That's a good one.
It's very good. Spaniel and it started Medvedev. A little thread of yeah. Tennis player names with a dog theme.
Oh, yeah.
Which I enjoy. Plenty. Well, go on.
I can't think now. It's not for me to think, is it? I've got to talk about what's going on the court. It's too difficult to think about two things at once.
It's quite difficult to think about one.
Yeah, as I'm proving. So, a lot of work to be done for Jasmine Paolini and Sara Irani if they're to get back into this match. Alex mentions the Italian takeover of tennis. He said, would you trace a line from the Flavia Panetta US Open win to today's success? Well, it's part of it, that's for sure, but Italy tried very hard, as Irani does well, to get the volley back into play. Backhand volley, backhand down the middle from Paolini, but it goes long in the end. And it's a first point on the Paolini serve to Siniakova and Goff. Yeah, Italy decided about 7 or 8 years ago to really make a big investment in tennis. They built more courts, they built more tournaments, they got more tournaments. They started really investing. They have got a lot of players at the lower levels, and they sort of built the pyramid where they helped the top players to succeed even more. A lot of good coaching. They got coaches from outside of Italy, and it's paid off massively. They've got the World Tour Finals in Turin. They wanted to make sure that they were had good players who could possibly get into that. They've got Jannik Sinner, of course. They've got others too. And, you know, looking very bright for Italian tennis right now. Looking very bright for Coco Gauff and Caterina Siniakova. They're 4-1 up. They lead 30-love on the Paolini serve as Gauff goes cross-court away from Irani's outstretched forehand. And again, the lob goes over Irani. Good backhand from Paolini has Siniakova moving quickly to get a volley back into play. She's not going to get the next one, though, because that's good from Paolini. Inside out for a winner.
And I would really recommend an excellent piece of the many excellent pieces on the RolandGarros.com on the English website. They've got an interview with Tatiana Garbin, who, of course, is the Billie Jean King Cup captain for Italy, talking about what's worked for them. One of the points she made, which I thought was really interesting, is they took tennis out of major cities and they took it out to rural areas, looking for a wider spread of talent.
Return in the net from Siniakova. And it's 30-all.
She also talked about the ethos that they've built there of teamwork and mutual support and values, which I thought was another really interesting point.
What they have with their coaching, which we'll come to in a minute, with Paolini serving at 30-all to Goff's forehand, who sliding around the baseline to wallop forehands cross-court to Paolini, who standing her ground nicely. Good forehand from Goff. Up the line goes Goff, but it's in the net. Paolini standing firm. Yeah, one of the things you notice about the Italian players is that their coaches, they've been with those players for a long, long time. So they got them when they were sort of 13, started working with them, and they kept them all the way into their professional years. So Berrettini had the same coach for an awful long time. Jannik Sinner did too. You know, all the Italian players were there for 10 plus years, and that makes a massive difference. Forehand slice approach from Siniakova has to wait as Paolini goes down the line to Goff, who goes inside out down the line. Cross court from Paolini is straight to Siniakova, who hits the foot of Irani with her backhand volley. And a quick apology back to Juice. Yeah, that longevity makes a massive difference because, you know, you just rely on each other. They spotted, they knew they were good coaches, they knew they're good young players, and they gave them that solidity that comes with being together for a long time.
Also worth noting that there's an Italian influence in the administration of the game in the fact that Andrea Gaudenzi, a former Italian number one, is now CEO of the ATP Tour.
And the chairman is Italian too, as Irani moves and does put away the volley once this time and gives them a game point. Yeah, so it is an Italian takeover of tennis.
In every sense, really.
Game point for Paolini. They need this game. Italians, as the sun disappears for a moment.
They also did things like investing in their own almost TV channel in Super Tennis, which became rights holder for a lot of the Grand Slam events and events around the world.
Down the line goes Siniakova, but it's wide and the Italians escape. A tough service game, a little punch of the fist, a little tap of the hands between Irani and Paolini, and they're not done yet. It's 4-2 to Siniakova Goff, but the Siniakova serve has been under pressure. It's been broken. The ball toss is a little bit awry at times to the right. But here she goes. The better one. It's just long. Ball boy gets the ball on the bounce. Quick chat between Goff and Siniakova of where to serve, who's going to do what. Good return from Paolini. Goes up the line to the backhand of Siniakova, who just plays it down the line, and the forehand from Paolini catches the take, goes over the Goff racket and in.
Nothing the Goff could do about that one.
No, that's the lack of depth on the backhand from Siniakova allowed Paolini to be more aggressive. It gave her a bit more time as the sun comes out again. backhand return into the corner from Irani is good. Just hooks the forehand back into position and starts moving forward. Backhand from Siniakova at Irani. Irani plays a good backhand volley. Now Paolini gets involved. Backhand volley down the line from Irani. It's good. It's love 30.
Straight out of the textbook from Sara Irani there. Beautiful movement, great hands, great technique. And when your technique is good, it holds up. Even if somebody hits the ball hard at you, and she crafted that volley, knew exactly where she wanted to put it, and executed brilliantly.
Yeah, good doubles play from Irani. Love 30 on the Siniaka serve. The ball toss was all over the place, but she gets the ball in somehow. Goff, smart move at the net as Paolini tries to roll a forehand cross court. Goff was so tight to the net that it made the volley easy, and she put it away, and it's 15-30. Get the feeling Siniakova will need a bit of help from Coco Gauff to get out of this service game. 15-30. She serves down the tee to Irani, who hoiks a forehand high over the head of Gauff, and in comes Irani. There is Gauff at the net. Doesn't put the backhand volley away on the two-hander. Now they go cross-court. Paolini, depth is just too much. Goes long with the forehand. And it's 30-all. It's a bit of a gift in the end.
A little bit of a let-off there for Siniakova, who's been under intense pressure on this service game.
From love 30, back to 30-all, leading 4-2. Serve to the forehand of Paolini. The forehand return hits the net, sits up. Gauff, it gets there. But the Irani hands are good, and she's back in the point. Paolini, to a ball. The ball takes a terrible bounce off the line in the middle of the court, and Gauff misses the backhand. She can't believe it.
Well, two moments of ill fortune for Coco Gauff there in this game. First, the net cord where the ball flies over her racket. And then secondly...
Well, the first net cord there helped her. And then when the ball finally came, it just took an awkward bounce. Not off the line, just off a dodgy bit of clay. Gauff gets there on the backhand volley. Paolini reaches overhead to play the ball back into play. Siniakova down the line. Irani volley. Paolini goes cross court. Siniakova back to the cross court forehand. Paolini's at full stretch. Big forehand from Siniakova. Forehand goes long from Paolini. Siniakova standing firm in this game. Back to Chiefs.
The longer this game goes on, the more it feels like it takes on an extra importance.
Big difference between 5-2 and 4-3.
Is this the nub of the championship right here?
Siniakova looking for a good first serve as Gauff crouches low, standing on the centre line, then waits as the forehand return goes down the line from Paolini, who has to move back and hooks it into the court so that Siniakova goes after a backhand. Gauff tries to close the net. Good depth from Siniakova. Gauff again moves, but Paolini standing firm, just hitting the ball straight down the line, goes cross court with a brilliant winner. Finally, Gauff blinks. Paolini spots it and rips it across.
And Paolini puts her arms out, and that big smile that we've come to know so well here at Roland Garros this year lights up the court, and the crowd have really taken Paolini to their hearts over the course of these 2 weeks.
There's a real flourish of the racket to get that ball to go cross court. Break point. Irani's going to get a second serve to look at as Siniakova misses the first. Ball toss too far to the right, too far in front. Just waits, drops it, starts again. Second serve is short. Irani coming forward off the backhand, but Siniakova gets there and goes up down the line, down the middle of the court, in fact, on the next backhand. Backhand just inside the baseline from Siniakova, under a lot of pressure from Paolini, who's pushing her back. The lob is good, though, from Siniakova over the head of Irani. Then it's cross-court on the other side, on the angle. Forehand from Siniakova, just hoisted high to Paolini's forehand. They're going inside-out forehands. Here goes Paolini down the middle of the court. A slower, higher forehand from Siniakova. Again, as Paolini just pummeling the ball, goes with a better angle. Siniakova gets there, but puts the backhand in the net. And there is the break back from the Italians. And Paolini was the one who got it done.
Well, the crowd are very, very happy about that one. As I said, they've really warmed to Paolini. That smile, that ready smile that we see even in the most intense moments in matches, I think has charmed not just everyone here at Roland Garros, but all around the world. But She's a very, very fine, tenacious and merciless tennis player as well.
Iranian Paolini is sitting, just giggling, chuckling away at the change of ends. It probably won't be in a minute when they remember that it's Irani's serve to come and how much pressure she's been under. But that was a great effort from both of them to get the break back and stay in this second set. Paolini's ground strokes, which have been a feature of the whole tournament, coming to the fore again. Brilliant angle on the inside out forehand on the last one, just pushing Siniaková wide, drawing the error. The backhand finally went in the net. Happy Me says, I shall of course miss you all, Lady E and Gigi losing it late at night. Simon and Chris being a font of knowledge, but maybe not on Coco. Uh-huh. My ears will be empty as of tomorrow. See you on the green stuff. Enjoy the Olympics, Lady E, and whoever else is going.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we're underway over the Rani's service game, and Goff playing up the line to the backhand of Paolini. Just looking to where Irani is. She's looking to poach his Irani, but Paolini going down the line as Siniaková moving across the net as well. And in the end, Goff puts the forehand in the net.
I think the crowd want three sets. What do you think?
I think you might be right. They're enjoying this. It's a freebie ticket, really. They've got a grounds pass, which is obviously very good value on a men's finals day, but it's given them this opportunity to watch a cracking women's doubles final. Irani serves to the backhand of Siniaková, who goes straight to Goff at the net as Irani, and Irani does a good job in getting the ball back, but Goff gets there again. Irani again gets the ball back. Drive volley from Siniaková. In the end, too hot for Irani to handle.
Well, Siniaková just taking a little risk, taking control there with that drive volley.
Took a lot of effort to win that point. A lot of good shots struck. It's back to 15-all. Irani serving at 3-4. To the backhand inside-out return of Goff. Lob over Siniaková's head. Goff gets there. Backhand cross-court to the backhand of Paolini. Then the forehand inside-out from Goff. Trading blows on the baseline. Goff, big backhand to Paolini's forehand. He's crouching low to get it. Siniaková, great reaction off a volley from Irani. Irani thought she'd put the ball away. Siniaková just backing away. Got a racket in front of her. Got enough on it. And it's 15-30. Irani cannot believe it.
Well, that was phenomenal reaction from Ekaterina Siniaková. She hit it really off the frame, off the throat of the racket. And a little tiny apology, which she did not mean in any way, shape or form to the Italian pair.
She did very well to get anything on that at all. 15-30, pressure again on the Irani serve. Lifts the lob over Goff's head, and Siniaková goes back down the line to the backhand of Irani, who comes forward, and now Paolini lays into a forehand cross-court. Siniaková bangs a forehand down the line as Irani goes cross-court. It's 15-40, two break points for Siniaková and Goff to pull clear again.
Siniaková very fired up now. Fist bumps getting out. She slaps her thigh, turns to Coco Goff, says, come on, let's go.
Irani, two break points to face. Goff inside out, backhand return. Lob from Irani is just over Siniaková. Goff comes in on, but nets the backhand. There was a good half volley in there from Irani under pressure in the middle of that point. Goff in the end just rushing the backhand and missing the break point. Still one to face though, 30-40, as Irani serves with Paolini standing alongside her. First serve is long. Second serve to come from Irani. Oh, sorry, as the ball is not where she wants it to be. Second serve, very little on that ball. Siniaková crunches it inside in. It's a clean winner. It's 5-3, and Goff and Siniaková are a game away. That serve didn't even register on the speed clock.
I mean, I get the thinking to try and outfox your opponents. Sometimes you can win with not your best serve.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can win when you take the pace off the ball. But as good as Irani has been in every other aspect of the game, a serve has been a weak point.
So Coco Gauff serving for the title, and she begins with an ace out wide. The first ace for either pair in the match. What a time to bring it out.
And Gauff's serve has been...
very good.
Well, very good. I was going to say that not invulnerable, but certainly been the more... the strength of the pairing.
Yeah, hasn't been broken. She serves to Irani's backhand. She lifts the lob over Siniakova, who has to wait. Then she goes at Siniakova, who sticks the racket out, the backhand volley. And again, as Paolini goes at her, and again, but this time it goes long. Too much pressure on that for Siniakova to deal with. 15-0. Siniakova's probably thinking, right, three aces. That would do.
Yeah, if you could just do that, please, Coco.
Yeah. She goes wide again. There's one of them. Ace out wide. Exactly the same as the first point. Paolini can't get to it. And it's 30-15. They're 2 points away.
When your partner is about to be number two in the world in singles and a Grand Slam champion.
Good time to rely on them. In comes Gauff to a short ball on the backhand, but she waits on the baseline to go back to the next one. And Irani hoiks a forehand high up onto the backhand of Gauff. In comes Irani. The backhand volley is good from the Italian. Backhand inside out down the line eventually from Gauff, who goes back to Paolini. They're going backhand to backhand. Now the forehand from Paolini is slightly mishit, and it's out just long. Gauff circles the mark, and it's two championship points to Coco Gauff and Katerina Siniakova.
Huge moment for Coco Gauff. She has said that winning a doubles Grand Slam is on her wish list. Is she about to get her wish here?
An hour and 47 minutes on the clock. Match point, Gauff Siniakova. Championship point. First serve rattles into the net, goes long and wide. Second serve. Kicker to the backhand of Paolini. He goes inside out with a return. Gauff goes up the line to Irani. Siniakova puts it away. And Siniakova and Gauff are the champions at Roland Garros. Coco Gauff, a first Grand Slam doubles title. The pair embrace an eighth Grand Slam title for Katerina Siniakova. A fabulous final between these two. But it's Gauff and Siniakova who come out on top. 7-5. 7-6, 6-3, they win.
Pure joy after that match point from Coco Gauff and Katerina Siniakova as they now take the applause of this healthily sized crowd here on court Philippe Chatrier. The Italians played their part. Both of them played exceptionally well. They've had a wonderful tournament, a wonderful, really, month on the clay, having won the title in Rome. It was just a match too far today. I think Coco Gauff just turned up her level of play in that second set. That's what champions do. And now she is a singles champion and a Grand Slam doubles champion. Siniakova, an eighth Grand Slam title in doubles for her. What a pair. I wonder if they'll keep going.
Well, yeah, you never know. I mean, why not? After you won a Slam title, why not stick together at Wimbledon? Gauff loves playing doubles, Siniakova too, so no reason for them to split unless they decide to do something else.
Well, it depends on Jessica Pegula's health and how she's feeling, whether she comes back at Wimbledon with the Olympics in mind.
But I think Gauff and Pegula had sort of split up before Pegula got injured and sick, so not sure that they're going to start playing again as the... we'll find out, of course, but they made a great pair as Gauff and Siniakova make their way off the court. They're going to go and see their team in the stands. Of course, big coaching teams for both. But a first Grand Slam doubles title for Coco Gauff, the American 20-year-old. And an eighth for Siniakova. A lovely moment as they get ready to embrace their teams. They'll be waking their way up the little stairwell to get up to the top, as long as they know where they're going.
Well, they haven't emerged.
No, not yet.
Slightly concerned that they haven't emerged.
They've just left. They've just decided to leave all their stuff and leave. I think we might be seeing them now. The doors are opening, and yeah, we can see them from the distance to the opposite side of the stadium. Here come Siniakova and Gauff, and a nice embrace with their teams and their families. Lovely moment for them. First Grand Slam title together. Not bad for a scratch pairing.
really not bad at all. But Paolini and Errani, you know, great disappointment for them, but as I've been saying, so many consolations for Paolini. It's just been a fabulous tournament. She might have ended up with two runners-up trophies, but I think she'd take that if you'd offered it to her at the start of the event. But Errani, the Renaissance woman of Italian tennis, well, there's more to come from her, isn't there? She played beautifully today. Those hands at the net, that movement. She still has plenty to play for.
Paolini, as we said, will be number 10 in singles on Monday when the rankings are updated. And she'll also be number 2 with Errani in the doubles race. So that just shows what a great year she's having. Emily Maresmo, the tournament director, is on course, having a chat with Errani and Paolini, just congratulating them, no doubt, on a good tournament. Another great tournament together. And Paolini's smile has lit up this Roland Garros. She's had a fabulous tournament, reaching the final in singles and doubles. And we are getting ready shortly for the presentation of this title. Goff and Siniakova walking back onto court. And as Eleanor was saying, amazing crowd for this final. The players will have appreciated that more than you can know, really. The podium is set up.
Voici les ramasseurs de balles qui ont officié pour cette finale du double dame. Ainsi que les juges de ligne.
The photographers are lined up along the net, facing the presentation party, facing the podium, if you like, which will have the trophies on, including some kind of commemorative item for the umpire. Linesman and ball crew creating almost a guard of honour.
Voici les trophées.
And here come the trophies.
Dans la coupe, Simone Mathieu, qui sera offerte au vainqueur.
Coupe Simone Mathieu. A runners-up plate, and as I was saying, a keepsake also for the umpire. Big moment for him. So
everybody lined up very nicely, all the ball boys, girls, and the officials, and the photographers all ready to take their snaps of the runners-up and then the winners when they collect their trophies and make a little speech. And I think we're ready to go.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du double dame Roland Garros 2024. Les trophées seront remis par Madame Martine Bisset, médecin, membre du comité exécutif de la Fédération française de tennis, accompagnée de Monsieur Pierre Doumerou, secrétaire général de la Fédération française de tennis. Madame Martine Bisset est également référence santé mentale des champions et espoirs, sport santé et lutte contre le dopage. Nous allons saluer l'arbitre de la rencontre, Monsieur Arnaud Gabas.
Umpire accepting his commemorative tray. Very nice.
Finaliste du double dame Roland Garros 2024, Sarah Errani Jasmine Paolini, Italy.
Nice round of applause for Errani and Paolini. More than played their part in a good final. Lots of great volleys, great whipping ground strokes from Paolini.
Maybe
to see them again in the Olympics in a month or two.
Yes, and on the form of how they played here, they would expect to be a medal hope.
Yeah. Just posing with their runner-up trophies.
Vainqueur du double dame Roland Garros 2024. Elles obtiennent leur premier titre ensemble en Grand Chelem. Coco Gauff, États-Unis, Kateřina Siniaková de la République Tchèque.
Now Goff and Siniaková come forward to collect their trophies. And in a moment or two, we will hear from both pairs.
Les vainqueurs du double dame Roland-Garros 2024.
Lots of pictures first from the photographers.
Both ladies kissing the trophy, kissing each side of it. Having to negotiate quite how to do that. The choreography, but the photographers will love that photo, and you'll see that tomorrow. And we're going to hear first, I think,
from the Italians.
First, we'd love to. No, it's fine. We're just leaving.
Hello. Thank you guys for coming and cheering for us. Congratulations, Coco and Caterina. You played an amazing tournament. And you really deserve it, yeah. Congrats to your team as well. Unbelievable job. Thank you to Sara. It's a pleasure and a privilege to play with you. Thank you to our team. I love you so much. It's been two very intense weeks. Very nice, very emotional. I have a lot of memories. I can't wait to be back in this place. It's one of the beautiful places in the world for a tennis player, I guess. And so, see you next year.
Grazie. Thank you. Sara, you played so many finals here.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat what she already said. She said already everything. It's really special to be in this court again. It's been many years coming here. This year I stayed here 3 weeks. It was really, really long, but I enjoyed everything. Was really fun. I have to thank Jasmine. She made me play with enjoying a lot the tennis. I don't know how many more years I have to play, but it's always special to play this kind of matches. And of course I have to congrats. You already say everything. I don't want to repeat. And thanks to the crowd. Thanks to our team. Thanks to the sponsor, to everybody that make possible this tournament. Congrats, you made good luck for the rest of the season, and congrats to your team also. And let's see what will be here in 1 month. We have a dream, and will be special to play Olympics here in this place. So I see you in 1 month, and thank you everybody.
Thank you, Sara. Thank you. Caterina, this is your third title here in Roland Garros, but the first with Coco, right?
Right. Yeah. I guess. No, well done, girls, for amazing 2 weeks. You are a great team, and good luck in the future. Jasmine, you just play amazing, both of you, so good luck. Well, I'm just happy I can play another final here, and I think we play some amazing matches, and since it's so nice to play here, I enjoy every morning. So thank you everyone for coming. You're making great atmosphere. So thank you for staying for doubles as well. And definitely, Emily, everyone who is making this tournament every year better and better, improving small things, and we feel like at home, far from home. So thank you so much for this. Thank you, Coco, for playing. You're an amazing player, and I'm so happy we could play this 2 weeks, and hopefully we can play a few more matches. And also big thanks to my team and everyone who is supporting me also back home. Takže chci poděkovat všem, kdo doma mi fandí, mami a rodina, takže moc děkuju. And thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Coco, congratulations. Your first double Grand Slam title.
Yeah, this is my third final, so third time's a charm. First, thank you, Katarina, for playing with me. We decided, 2 days before the tournament started to play together. It was very last minute. I wasn't planning on playing doubles, so thank you for asking me to play. And congratulations to Sarah and Jasmine on an incredible tournament. You guys are a really tough team. We played against each other in Rome, and hopefully we can play against each other in the Olympics, and it'd be another battle. And congratulations, Jasmine, on a great tournament in singles. So great job. And to your team as well. And thank you to my team and Katarina's dad. It's been a fun 2 weeks with you guys, singles and doubles. I know it's been long, and we're all ready to go have fun. So thank you guys for sticking by. And then thank you, Amelie, for always putting on a great tournament and making sure that the players and everyone is well accommodated. So we appreciate it. Paris is my favorite city. And last but not least, thank you to the fans. You guys... Thank you. I know 11:30 Sunday morning is early for most people. It's early for me. So thank you guys for coming out. And thank you to Ball Kids, media, volunteers, workers, staff, everyone who makes this tournament possible. We really appreciate it. And yeah, thank you to my father, Jesus Christ, for just keeping me here and keeping me sane and blessing me with the life that I have.
Thank you, Coco.
Nice words from the four finalists, Coco Gauff and Katerina Siniaková, having won the women's doubles title with a 7-6, 6-3 victory over Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini. So that's it from the doubles. We have the singles still to come, which starts not that long from now, about an hour and a quarter or so for the walk-on. It'll be Carlos Alcaraz and Alexander Zverev. And before that, we should say goodbye to Eleanor Preston.
Thank you very much, Simon. It's been a joy from start to finish. Just another reiteration of how much we've enjoyed the interaction from everybody listening. Thank you so much for joining us today. As Coco Gauff said, 11:30 on a Sunday morning does seem quite early, but it's been a great final. It's been a great 2 weeks. And thank you, Simon.
Thank you very much, Eleanor. Yeah, and I would just repeat everything Eleanor said. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, to be with you on Radio Roland Garros for the 2 weeks. Can't believe it's over, but we do have one big match still to come. The men's final between Carlos Alcaraz and Alexander Zverev, Gigi and Marcus, and Antoine will bring it to you live. It's about a 3 o'clock start. We'll be on air just before that. But before then, let's hear how the two men made it to the final.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
See his shadow elongating in front of him as he hits the double-handed, but he's overhit it.
Yeah.
He's overhit the backhand, and it's juice.
He's over it, yeah. 3 meters long.
Oh, tensions are rising. Juice. 3-1, fifth set. Radio Roland Garros. It's a bag of nuts, Antoine.
Mm-hmm.
You get peckish.
Marcus, another Marcus trap.
Drop shot from Alcaraz. Skims the top of the net. Hands on his hips, sent up to his box. Alcaraz apologises. No, I think those nuts are fine. They haven't been here for years. They are fresh nuts. So feel free to indulge. Just don't touch the pineapple, because that's on the turn, I think. Yeah, give it a little squeeze. It shouldn't be squeezing that easily, should it? Game point for Alcaraz now, after the drop shot that clipped the top of the net, for 4-1 in the fifth. Alcaraz serves down the tee. The forehand slams back onto the baseline. A mid-court ball from Alcaraz. Alcaraz double-handed backhand goes cross-court. Sinner runs round and goes inside out with the forehand.
Oh,
he's overhit it.
Yeah.
He has overhit it, Carlos Alcaraz, and it's juice.
Just out 10 centimeters, a bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
serve out wide, takes in a completely out of court. He goes down the line. Yes, he does. Sinner stretches the backhand short ball for Alcaraz to pull out of the sky, and he gets it. Only just. Wasn't the most conventional of shots, but he's found the line and he's got game point.
He was able to get that volley out of the air, you know, like it was a spin back in volley. He found almost the line, down the line. I mean,
a point for 4-1 once again, 3 hours 48 on the match clock. Nearly 6:30 in the evening. The serve out wide and the backhand's in play. And Alcaraz with the thorn hooks it cross court to the forehand cross court flatter from Sinner. Sinner with a double handed backhand down the line. Sinner thought about coming in, but he stays back and he hits the backhand long. Sinner goes long and Alcaraz edges closer and closer to the Roland Garros final.
And this whole box knows it. They stood up as one, you know, all together at the same time. They know how important that game is for Carlos Alcaraz. 35 seconds, changeover.
The shadow is now over the players' chairs, so Alcaraz goes without the umbrella, has the ice towel on. Sinner still has the umbrella above him, no ice towel. The murmur of the crowd, what they're witnessing, what they're seeing. No one's going to leave, and they've still got another semi-final to come.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better. Fifth set between two of the best players in the world. Fighting for a final here in Roland Garros. Sinner trying to stay alive in the semi-final. Alcaraz trying to get closer to his dream.
Serve out wide. Misses. Looking for a third Grand Slam final, Carlos Alcaraz, US Open 2022, Wimbledon 2023, and both times he's been in the final, he has come away with the title. Serve down the tee, the backhand down the line, Sinner through the middle of the court, the off backhand netted to Garil, swipe at that backhand, Alcaraz.
Yeah, missed a little bit of legs and footwork in that last backhand. Maybe getting a bit tired. Would understand after 12 and 50 minutes of a great match.
Angled serve missed by Sinner out wide. Twist the racket in the right hand while bouncing the ball with the left. Now reaches up and serves centre of the box in the body. Just bunches up the Spaniard. Sinner down the tee, too hot to handle for Carlos Alcaraz, and he eases his way in this game to 40 love.
Sinner ready to serve. Wide on that first serve, keep the net. About to serve a second serve.
In comes Alcaraz, takes it early with the backhand to the feet of Sinner, who drop shots. That one sits up. Alcaraz redrops, but gets it all wrong, and it stays well and truly on his side of the net.
Yeah.
And that's another holder serve for Sinner, but Alcaraz still with a 4-2 lead. A 8 minutes shy of 4 hours on court. The shadow is now encroaching the court. It's taken the tram lines as you look left to right from the umpire's chair. Both players still in bright sunshine. It's been a beautiful day at Roland Garros.
Not a single cloud in the sky.
Nice to see, isn't it? Or nice not to see them, as it were.
Still seeing the Tour de Eiffel Tower.
That's lovely. Serve out wide, back to the feet of Alcaraz, who flips it off his feet, and he comes forward and he cuts the ball and it sits up, and Sinner gets it and scoops it cross court. Well taken, well watched from Jannik Sinner, who fist pumps towards his box.
Yeah, he can do so because just won a great point. Running on the backhand side, drop shot volley from Alcaraz. Sinner ran towards the ball and was able to put it away cross court. Love 15. And the second serve coming. Sinner is back. Stands back. Yeah, stays back on that side, on that point.
And he's in the shadows. It comes out of the sunshine into the shadows and it's hooked back the backhand cross court to the Sinner backhand. It's long.
Maybe that disturbs a little bit the players, huh? You know, when you go from shadow to light, the ball changes the... You don't see it very well.
Serve deep to the backhand that drops over from Sinner in the forehand. He unloaded the Spaniard for the winner and nudge ahead in the seventh game of the fifth set, 30-15.
And behind the great first serve, return inside out with the backhand from Sinner. And Alcaraz punishes the Italian down the line.
Backhand spins into play, and it's a short ball for Sinner to go inside in with his forehand. He scampers his forehand side, he slaps it long. Game points Alcaraz to move to 5-2.
1 point away from being one game away from the final. 40-15. It's getting serious.
Very serious. Both looking for their first Roland Garros final. And it's Alcaraz who's in the driving seat, 5 minutes shy of 4 hours. Game points for 5-2. Clips the top of the net as he was going down the tee to the backhand of the Italian. Who will be world number one on Monday. Alcaraz wins the title. He will shuffle up to world number two. Deep, deep serve into the body. Sinner manages to pull it out. Sinner has to reset himself with a forehand cross court. Down the line from Alcaraz. He misses. He had him, Alcaraz. He had him.
Yeah. Looking over the sun and the shadow. Maybe that bothered him on that last forehand. As he missed long. 40-30.
Serving from the sunlight, the ball will be coming out of the shadows for Sinner as he twists his racket, the Italian, and he picks up the backhand. That's a short ball. It's the slice. It's short. It drops over. Down the line goes Sinner. The lob is up from Alcaraz. The smash is too good because the lob was not high enough from Jannik Sinner.
Yeah, missed the lob. Didn't touch the lob like as he wanted to. And Sinner puts it away. And we're deuce approaching the 4 hours mark in this match. Spectators know, they can feel it.
Deuce, 4-2. Alcaraz serves out wide, slapped back into the net, game point for 5-2. Alcaraz is in the shadows at the side of the court. He comes into the sunshine. He gathers more balls. He will start to discard those balls till he has the one he's going to use. As Sinner bounces around in the shadows at the far end of the court. Game point. Into the body. Clever serve. Very clever serve, body serve from Sinner into Sinner's body, and Carlos Alcaraz is a game away from his place in the final with a 5-2 lead after nearly 4 hours of play.
And first signs of frustration from Sinner as he hit his racket a couple times on the ground. He got another from his bag. Not happy. He's on his bench right now. And Carlos Alcaraz very calm. The ice towel around his neck.
What a massive hold that was for the Spaniard. Yeah. He's 21 years of age, looking for a third Grand Slam final. Looking for a 17th win at Roland Garros for just the 3 defeats. We mentioned that 5-set record he has, looking to go to 10-1 in 5-set matches. So here we go. The pressure in the world on Jannik Sinner now, serving to stay in Roland Garros. Sinner first out. Alcaraz will try and find some energy as he trots to the back of the court. Sinner gathers the balls as the clock ticks round to 4 hours of match play between these two. A rivalry that hopefully we're going to have for years to come. 21-year-old Carlos Alcaraz, 22-year-old Jannik Sinner. Sinner, with new balls, serves to stay in the tournament. In the shade now, Jannik Sinner serves out into the bright sunshine and he nets. Second serve, centre of the box, sits up long for Alcaraz. Long and loose.
Went for a lot.
Yeah.
Went for too much.
Way
of that
too
back
much.
In return. 15 love. I want to see Sinner winning this game and then let's see how Alcaraz serves. You know, I want a
bit more tension.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not? After 4 hours, let's do this. Drops over from Alcaraz, inside out from Sinner.
Yeah,
the down the line
side,
is open.
Wrong choice. Wrong choice from Sinner. He had the forehand side all open. And Carlos Alcaraz stayed on that backhand side and Sinner went back on that backhand side and Alcaraz was able to punish him. Doesn't need that much. 15-0.
The look up from Sinner, the look down, the presidential tribune behind him. Sinner serves down. Yes, our beast of a serve. Mid-court ball. Sinner should finish it off, and he does. It goes right through the middle. Like when you're taking a penalty, you stick it right through the center. Alcaraz moved, chose his side. It's a winner for Sinner. And he moves to 30-15.
On an easy shot like this, it's usually a good choice to go down the middle. Because a lot of players are going to pick one side or the other. 30-15.
Over the 4 hour mark. 6:40 in the evening. Deep serve, too deep. The sunshine into the shade and out it pops and the Spaniard hooks the backhand long. Game points for Sinner. To ask the question of Carlos Alcaraz, can he serve it out to book his place in his first Roland Garros final?
The shadows cutting the court, Philippe Chatrier in half now.
Sinner bounces the ball, look up, look down, bounces it, ball against the throw to the racket, and now serves out wide, slap back to his feet and into the net. That was a lovely dipping return from the Spaniard to the feet of the Italian. See Alex Kuretcher, so I'm thinking that he might be doing the on-court interview because he's gone.
I think that's the case.
Game point. Out wide, there we go. The question is going to be asked of 21-year-old Carlos Alcaraz. Can he serve out for his place in Sunday's final. Here we go. 4 hours and 2 minutes. Carlos Alcaraz serving for a place in Sunday's final. Coming
is
from
whole
a
box
step
standing
down.